Thanks to Wollongong Mazda. You'll love the Wollongong Mazda difference. Jade, Straney and Damien on Wave FM 96.5.
Hey, welcome along to the podcast. Thanks again to Sash and all the team at Wollongong Mazda for helping us out with hoodies for the homeless. They're dropping in those hoodies and we cannot wait. So thanks very much, Sash. You're an absolute champion. Don't forget to buy the brand new MX30. Yeah, it's a hybrid car.
These hybrids are pretty cool.
Should see the photos of it. It's launched now, so drop in and see Sash at Wollongong Mazda. Man,
awesome.
It's a beautiful looking
car.
There you
go. I mean, hybrids, that's where everything's going.
Everybody.
Well, okay, battery is also a place that they're going entirely, but I think the hybrids are great because they're just...
It's a bit of both.
A bit of both.
Yeah, and you can save, conserve, make sure you look after the environment, all that sort of gear, but also you can look after the other mob as well, the petrol mobs.
Well, that's right.
That's what it's all about.
And your bank balance.
Yeah, exactly. 100%. No, Sammy. Damien and I are going to the pub. Guinness?
Guinness sounds like a plan.
All right, sweet. See you later. Here's what happened in the show.
On Wave FM, this is Sammy's Daily Dilemma. Here's my
dilemma. Please explain.
It's a big one today, Damien, and I am going to ask for listeners' help as well, particularly if you've ever hosted a wild birthday party for your kids. One of my dear friends, Jo, has her daughter's 21st birthday this weekend.
Oh, big one. That's a big
huge
one.
Huge. So what I love is her daughter's name is Sophie, and she's decided for her 21st birthday, she's having a Sofcella party.
Sofcella.
A Coachella-themed party.
Well,
see what she did
awesome.
There.
Sounds
does everyone
awesome.
Know what Coachella is?
It's like the biggest music festival in the world where they just dance and party for days on end and they all wear weird clothes and
lots of celebs go. It's lots of DJs, great music, and it's people dancing all night, and it's set out in the middle of the desert in California. So for my girlfriend's daughter's 21st Coachella party, they've chosen this remote spot out in a field. It's 2 hours from the city. They've booked a DJ in inflatable castles, they've got marquees, they've got those little teepee tents. It's going to be like a full festival experience.
Can we go?
Yeah, sounds awesome.
Well, I am invited, actually. Ooh. I'm deciding whether to go. Here's the thing. So it sounds fabulous. They've got 80 people going in the middle of nowhere to a big dance party. I said to my girlfriend the other day, so have you booked like St. John's Ambulance or medical, like a Ambos or someone to be there? And she said, no. Oh. I said, don't you think you might need some medical assistance? My issues are it's 40 minutes from the nearest hospital, it's 2 hours from the city, and there's no phone reception where they are. This is a remote spot.
What an epic location.
Well, that's so they can have the DJ and they can dance all night and have the music really loud. Nice. And when you're 20 and 21, you can dance till 5 in the morning.
I could have done that at my house. I would have been happy enough with it. Just, you know, put your tents in the back garden. We would have got away with it, I reckon.
Well, she never thought to book any kind of medical assistance or backup because I guess, you know what, they're not little kids, they're technically adults, they're 20 and 21 years old. But my point is, you're hosting the party, it's in the middle of nowhere. What happens if there is some sort of accident? These kids are going to be having a very good time. It's probably going to be a lot of alcohol, a lot of dancing. And I just wonder, if something happened and you urgently needed medical attention, you're stuffed.
But what do you normally do if you were, say, doing a trip to the Blue Mountains or something like that? And people do this all the time. They go, let's all go tent in the Blue Mountains. A whole group of families will get together. You wouldn't normally have a medical representative for that. And that's also remote. You'd be right into the mountains, into the bush.
Oh, but there's hospitals in the Blue Mountains. I mean, these guys, no phone reception, Damien.
Oh, there's no phone reception in the Blue Mountains. And actually, you are. I've been in the Blue Mountains a few times where I've been really in a remote spot.
So you don't think that they need to hire any medical assistance? Because I'm freaking out a bit for her.
My view on this is, okay, if it was 21st birthday, my first priority would be to have some adults at it. That would be that would probably be my only consideration. I probably wouldn't think about having a medical rep, only because they are adults and we don't have them for any other party.
They're technically adults, Damien, but they're still kids and it's an all-night crazy party.
Oh.
All right, so I want to find out who's right. Sammy says that they need someone there.
Well, she
to
says
help medically.
They need paramedics.
They do. They need somebody that Damien says, ah, hang it, let them go for their lives. They're all 21. They're all
no,
adults.
No, I said have some adults
decisions.
In there, but yes. I don't know
no,
how.
No, but
much,
not but, medical.
Yeah, no medical attention stuff required. So, what do you think? Is Sammy right? Should she have somebody there, ready in case something goes wrong, or is Damo right? Is Damien right in saying it's okay? They'll be sweet. We need you to help us out with this Daily Dilemma, Illawarra. Let us know. In Jamboree, Brian, g'day.
Hey, guys, how are you?
Good, good.
Hey, Brian, do you think I'm right? Do you think that my girlfriend should organise some sort of ambo or paramedic or someone to be there?
Look, always err on the side of caution. Better be safe than sorry. Like, I've seen it before where someone was dancing, alcohol was involved, compound fracture of the ankle, and we got big trouble.
Oh, yeah, there you go. You've got to have somebody.
It can be an independent person just with some St. John's Ambulance experience, you know?
Yeah.
Like a couple of people just hired to find their own business, don't interfere, but if they're needed, they're there.
Yeah, they're there.
You know?
I need to know what dance move was happening when they fractured their ankle. What did they do there? A compound fracture of the ankle. What dance move was involved with that?
The moonwalk.
Twerk.
I think if you're hosting a party for your kids, you've got a duty of care to provide some kind of medical assistance to have them on standby.
Okay, bearing in mind they're not kids, they're 21, they're adults now, so they are adults. But, you know, I mean, when you're hosting a party, fair enough, but adults will be at this party. I would imagine they've picked a place that they know that they're probably familiar with the place. One, I would say
no.
That... They're not familiar.
It's a remote location. They need to have St. John's Ambulance or someone there in case.
We got Wendy online. G'day, Wendy.
Hi, how you going?
Right, who's in the right? Is it Sammy or Damien? Who's right?
I think it's Sammy.
Thanks, Wendy.
I think 21-year-old with alcohol. I'm not going to make aspersions about whether there might be drugs, but you never know. And that's
you never
a
know.
Toxic cocktail.
Yeah, you're right. It's a toxic cocktail.
And an all-night party, DJing, they're all, you know, high on life, enjoying themselves. Things could happen. And if it did, better to be safe than sorry. Thank you, Wendy. You get a burger.
That wonderful alliteration of toxic cocktail, you're going to Bourke Street Burgers, and do not share it with your husband. Mal is in Windang. G'day, mate. Who's right? Is it Damien or Sammy?
Sammy, definitely.
Oh, no questions. All right. So, why in particular, Sammy? You think they definitely need to have some sort of safety there, some sort of precaution?
Well, in my opinion, they also need security there. And if that's the case as well, security people are already trained in first aid. So I think that's a very, very important factor to consider as well.
Yeah, you're an absolute legend.
Mal.
Good on you, Mal. You get a burger.
I will pass on all the comments to my girlfriend and her daughter. And happy birthday, Soph, if you're listening.
Yeah, good
gorgeous
on you, Soph.
Gorgeous weekend.
Thanks to Wollongong Mazda. You'll love the Wollongong Mazda difference. Jade, Straney and Damien on Wave FM 96.5.
We know that in the NRL right now, there's a lot of high hits going on.
Okay.
A lot of high hits. It's resulting in penalties. It's resulting in people being... benched, it's controversial. Mm. We're all getting
coaches going off.
Oh.
So who's most upset about this, guys? Is it the players or the
coaches
the spectators?
And fans. Coaches and fans. Fans. Yeah, coaches and fans.
Well, because it keeps
really
stopping the game, does
that's
it? It's not allowing the game to move.
Yeah.
Right. Well, the idea is for the people's safety. Isn't that the idea?
Well, that's what Peter Volandis
that's what
has
it's
said.
For. Okay.
Peter Volandis has been outspoken and said we need to look after the players at the back end of their careers and after their careers.
Yes.
Ricky Stewart has been, he's been really critical of the league. Saying, well, hang on, we're not quite sure what the head high tackle is and what the head high tackle isn't if you make contact with the head.
It's a mess.
So it is a mess.
It's
You're
a
right,
mess.
Sammy. It's a mess.
Well, there's a lot of passion about it, a lot of passionate. Over the last couple of days, our good mate Stalzi from the Sideline View, actually Stalzi, who I co-hosted with him for many, many years up in the Hunter Valley, he put together a parody, and so did our GM.
Yes.
Jive and Joel. And would you believe it, we've got both of them on the phone.
Oh, this could get a bit...
Hey, guys.
Hello.
Hey, guys.
Hello, boys.
All right. Well, look, it's good to have you on the phone because...
this could end in a fight.
It could end in a fight. It's a controversial thing because, obviously, Stalzi, you came up with your parody first, which was high hits. And we'll remind everyone of how that sounded. Here we go.
Do we have to?
Huh? I was going to score a try till I got hit high.
Yeah, very clever.
Going to cross the line and celebrate, but I got hit high.
Yeah, and that was played on, of course, on the sideline view at the weekend.
That is right. And
brilliant, Stolzy.
And again, we were...
Thanks, Sammy.
Yeah, no, we were inspired by it. But then Jive and Joel, the GM, came along and did his own one.
Don't play it. Oh,
bring back real footy. I mean, wow. He's having a red hot crack at Mr. Rugby League.
I hear that song and I feel like a beer.
Yeah, beer sales went up 15% this week.
Nice effort, Joel.
Nice effort.
A nice effort.
Participation medal for Joel.
We keep telling Sammy she's got to be careful. It's the boss, and she's been very vocal.
Hey, he employed me to be honest on the radio, so I'm being honest.
All right.
It doesn't have to be that honest. Brutal. That's brutal.
It is brutal. Stolzy, what do you think of Jive and Joel's version? Okay, because he countered yours.
Look, I actually put Joel up to it on Friday, Saturday night. I said, mate, look, you did it last year. How about we get a little bit more of the, you know, the come on, Parra, come on. And he's come out. I thought it was beautiful. I thought it was great. All right, I know who the boss is. I thought it was great, mate. You keep going.
I love you, Stolzy. You've got the best show, I think, out of on Wave FM. I love the sideline view.
Oh, wow.
That's fantastic stuff. That show just got extended for a few more years.
Yeah, contract renegotiations, yes. Clearly.
Wow, it's all happening.
Sammy then made a bit of a challenge. She declared that Damien and myself need to write a song and get it all done within 24 hours, Sammy. Come on.
Get in on the action, I said. Don't miss this golden opportunity. And what you've come up with, guys, is unique in many ways.
Oh, no, it sounds like you're bagging us. And we haven't even... Let's play it and let the guys hear it.
Yeah, Stolzy and Joel will be able to hear it. So it's all about the head-high tackles and the high hits in rugby league at the moment. Turn it up nice and loud, Illawarra. Premiered for the first time at Wave FM.
Oh, we've had high hits at the funny, even at the head, could start a bit of killing. Finger in the eye, maybe lost vision. Always at high hits. Oh, we've had high hits at the funny. No concussion till the head and no feeling. Players ain't no normal civilians. Always at high hits. The land is safe. Follow my prophecy, attack the head. Will be a penalty, tackling carefully. Back in the day, 10 minutes in the bin, the opposition would win. Then Ricky said, so many penalties the bunkers made. League of misery, losing victories on Saturday. Just needed to win, I wanted to win. The coach say, don't give up, don't let it burst your bubble. Stay away from the head, and you won't get in trouble. Oh, we've had high hits at the funny, aiming at the head, could start a bit of killing. Finger in the eye, maybe lost vision. Always at high hits. Oh, we've had high hits at the funny. No concussion till the head and no feeling. These players ain't no normal civilians. Always at high hits.
Best performances ever.
Oh, wow.
There we go.
It doesn't make you feel like beer.
Joel, you're right. It doesn't make you feel like beer. But, okay, before you guys, you can just digest what you think of that version. We had Jamie Soward on the show earlier on, Stolzy, your co-host in Sideline View. Here's what he thought of our version versus yours.
No offense, Damien, and please take this the right way. That sounded like I was on a call centre hold in Kazakhstan or something like that.
Wow. That is brutal.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
Brain alteration. Oh, no. You didn't come down at all. You didn't let it breathe. You were just up the whole time.
Wow.
But I'm pretty sure you can't do that.
I have to agree with Jamie. I mean, you know, look, back in 06, you might have left the Australian Princess Jess Mowboy in second place when you won O Idol, but I think I'm not Jess Mowboy today. I don't think I'm Jess Mowboy at all today.
Wow.
You haven't left it all on the park.
Can I say, though, guys, Stolze and Joel, the video is actually better than the audio. There is some brilliant acting by Strainey, some awful dad dancing by both of them, an amazing job by the production team here at Wave FM. So do yourself a favour, go on the Wave FM Facebook page today and watch the video. It is hilarious. Method acting by Strainey there.
Oh, he did, nice. He did a good job. I just feel like this really, you know... You put us a challenge and we really got slammed on this.
Just, even our own co-host didn't even like us.
Our co-host doesn't like it. Wow. Stolze doesn't like it.
It doesn't have to be a competition. You all had a go, and that's what's important. Joel. Just get out there on the field this weekend, everyone, and have a go.
Yes, good work. Look, we look forward to catching up with you, Joel, after this at 9. I think we might have a review of your performance after this, Joel. And Stolze,
of course, I'll bring you after the show.
We'll catch up with you. You're going to be doing the show live between 1 and 4 at Kembla Grange tomorrow. We'll look forward to catching up with you guys there at Kembla, mate. Well done.
Yeah, it's going to be a whole lot of fun. Can I just say, film clips normally highlight some sort of dancing choreography or rhythm.
You're dropping out. You're dropping out now. Goodbye, Stolze. Goodbye, Joel.
Thanks to Wollongong Mazda. You'll love the Wollongong Mazda difference. Jade, Strainey and Damien on Wave FM 96.5.
Damien and Sam is topic train.
Okay, so if you've only just joined us, what we do with the topic train is we throw out a couple of topics that are recent, we twist them a bit and ask Damien and Sammy their own, to put their own little spin on it. Now, what about this in a bit of a bold bid to spur on Australia's COVID-19 vaccination drive? Major airline Qantas, check this out. They're flirting with the idea of offering free frequent flyer points as an incentive to get the jab. So if you've got the jab, you can go flying with Qantas.
Well, that's really cool. Okay, I don't mind that.
Free frequent flyer points. I mean, you know, when we start travelling again, lots of countries will say, no jab, no fly. So I want to ask you both, what did your parents bribe you with as a kid, considering Qantas are holding this over our heads?
Ooh. Well, you know what, when I was a kid, I was obsessed with Miami Vice. Do you remember Miami Vice?
You were. I see you in the outfits. I'm picturing it. That's my Friday done.
Oh,
well,
Sammy,
I love what you're saying there, that you're picturing me in the outfits. That was the bribe. The bribe was that I would get an outfit. All I ever wanted was a white jacket where I could roll up the sleeves and a t-shirt underneath. And my mom always said to me, okay, you behave, or you do this, you do that, I'll get you your Miami Vice outfit. I never got that outfit.
Hey, Sammy, do you reckon his fashion's never changed? It hasn't changed, has he? He's still wearing the curl
up. I'm trying to picture if you ever wore that on Idol. Surely you wore that on Idol
I did an Elton John song one week, and that I wore that outfit, and it got bagged out by the judges.
Surprise, surprise. Hey, this is a local one, and this is awful, right? Our mate, Matt Dufty, has been chopped by the St George Illawarra Dragons.
Matt Dufty,
star player, more tries than any other player.
Strange.
And Hook, the boss of the Dragons, has said, no, you're not welcome next year, find a new club.
He does talk like that.
I want to ask you.
Why?
Well, we don't know. We've got Jamie Soward on the phone pretty soon.
Fans are going berserk about the fact that Matt Dufty has been told to find a new club. So I want to ask you both, Damien, Sammy, when have you been chopped, cut from a gig?
You know what? I had a short run as a recruitment consultant. I know this is going back quite a long, long time. And my guilty conscience would not... there was a guy, and I got him a job in Ireland. He was coming over from Scotland. And I actually... it was a really high-paying job. The commission would have been great for the recruitment company. And I convinced him not to take it. And they said, Damien, this is not what the job is. Okay, this is a commission. You just threw it away. I just couldn't. I was like, he's bringing his whole family over. I felt sorry for the guy. He said, oh, do you think it's going to be all right? And I was like, oh, you know what, man? I don't think you'll like the job.
You're unbelievable.
I'm an honest fella.
Honesty.
And then you got chopped the next day for doing that.
I did,
Sammy, what about you?
Oh, my goodness. We have a few to choose from. I mean, I've always worked in media. Kind of goes with the territory. It's pretty ruthless. And often, you know, it's true. You're the last to know. One radio gig, a friend from Brisbane actually messaged me at 7 o'clock on Sunday morning and said, oh, hun, I'm sorry. I'm like, what? It was in the paper that I was being replaced by Kyle and Jackie O. So that's how I found out about that one. But the most publicly humiliating sacking was when I was boned from Channel 9 all those years ago. When, remember, I don't know if you remember, Damien, I used to do the weather on the Today Show.
You did indeed, yes.
Pre your days.
No, no, I remember.
And I was just on my holiday. I was in the States for 3 weeks and I found out on the last night of the holiday. I was due to fly back the next morning. I was having dinner with some friends in LA, including Richard Wilkins. And I was driving home from dinner. I got the phone call from my manager saying, don't worry about rushing back because they've decided they're not renewing your contract. See, that's what they call it in media. We're not renewing your contract, which basically means we don't want you anymore. Mm. What was really weird was that it was such a shock. There was no warning. There was no indication. And Richard Wilkins later told me he knew before dinner. He knew that I had lost my job before we had dinner. I found out after. But anyway, look, the silver lining of this is that I then had to pivot to a new job, and it led me to my first job in radio, which was in Nova 969 in Sydney, working with Merrick and Rosso, which gave me all the experience I needed to be able to work with two big buffheads every morning. So it's prepared me for my time
Merrick and
here
Russell
with
were,
you.
We're buffheads. Oh, you're referring to us as buffheads?
No, you do.
Oh,
you do.
We just became the buffheads.
Sammy Lucas, buffheads. You're not coming Monday, okay? In fact, you're gone now.
Lovable buffheads, sorry.
Thanks to Wollongong Master. You'll love the Wollongong Master difference. Jade, Straney and Damien on Wave FM 96.5.
And actually, I've never played it before, so this is a lesson for me as well. So all doing this together. We have a room full here on the rooftop. We're expecting everyone to sing, every single voice in the room.
That's right.
All right, let's take it away. Here we go. Drinking
weren't expecting that. We did it. We did it.
Thanks to Wollongong Mazda. You'll love the Wollongong Mazda difference. Jade, Straney and Damien on Wave FM 96.5.